This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so here we go. Oh, a woman had a gun at the airport today. So, all that said, we need to reset that clock. Like those workplace accident sort of calendars, back to zero. 0 days since someone had a gun at the airport. The number doesn't ever get very high. People are ridiculous. That is just insane to me, how people keep taking firearms to the airport. This was a Florida woman, by the way. All right, so 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So much happening. I do want to talk about this Baldwin story a little bit more. We'll hear from Jimmy Kimmel before we get out of here today. That should be a fun experience. Talk about a story that I don't want to say I'm not interested in, but I don't understand all the controversy and all this bigness, if that's a word, with it. I just don't get it, but we'll hear from Jimmy Kimmel today, and I do want to get back into that Carrick story a little bit. Jack's in Mount Lebanon. Hey, Jack.
What's up, Colin? How's the family?
Doing well. Everything's good. How are you? And also, when you answer that, it feels like it's cooling off maybe for good. I think 80 degrees is behind us, brother.
You never know. This goofy weather.
Yeah. So what about this Baldwin story?
Well, you know what? Kids got to learn how to lose, and kids got to learn how to win. You know, and nope, give us mercy. No, your kids are going to get beat, and they're going to learn how to lose. It's part of life. That's what I think.
I agree with you. I'd be embarrassed if I played on a team and they asked for mercy. I would. I'd be mad about it.
What's the Baldwin's head coach first name?
Isn't it Dante? Well, let me think. It is. I'm going to tell you this. Give me 1 second here. It is. I've met this guy before too. It is. Nah, I don't have it on me. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not Vince, is it?
No, it's not. You're thinking of Vince Sortino.
Yeah.
No, he works for the WPIL now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What is the guy's name? I have met him before. Dana Brown. It's Dana Brown. That's who it is. Yes, Dana Brown.
Hey, you say Sortino's.
Yes.
There was a years ago in the 70s and 80s.
Sure.
Sortino's restaurant in Dormont.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, it was delicious.
What did you get there? What did you use to get there?
Beer.
Beer? You didn't eat?
Oh, I ate. I can't remember what I ate there. But they always had they have the.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Had the best Italian food in the world.
Yeah, what would you get? Like spaghetti, manicotti, gnocchi, what would you get?
Probably just spaghetti and something else, but I can't remember. That's 50 years ago.
That's okay. Who would you go there with?
Whoever wanted to go. We loafed there. I went to high school with Ralph Sortino.
Oh, yeah?
And he worked there.
Oh, would he ever give you? Did you pay full price?
Yeah, but full price wasn't, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. My man, there's nobody better. He is like quickly on the Mount Rushmore callers. He just is. Sometimes you'll say something to him, and he'll say, oh, I don't, and it happened like 2 days ago. And then he'll fashion up a memory from 50 years ago and just deliver it right to you. More on this Baldwin story. So the athletic director explains Baldwin has players that play offense, defense, and special teams. Okay, who doesn't? I don't care if you're a big school. Many schools do this. And by the time the second half comes around, we're taking a beating. We only have 5 seniors, so we're extremely young as well. So this request is obviously solely about safety for our kids making it through the next 5 games. The more I read about this, the more I'm even not in this guy's corner. I tell him don't show up then. If you want us to manipulate this football game so much as Baldwin's opponent, don't get on the bus. Don't come out here. We can't cater to you. Do you want to play football or not? Now, he says they have a 30-player roster, which is small. I get that. Last year, they got outscored 468-86. Okay. He also wrote, I'm not sandbagging anyone for a win here. You will win with your JV getting significant time. You know, now I'm even more mad. And I flip it back to if I was a resident of Baldwin. If I saw my athletic director write, you will win with your JV getting significant time, he's not the athletic director for me. You might think that. You might even say it in closed doors in a meeting. Don't disseminate that on letterhead from our school district. Don't do that. This isn't be all, end all, and I don't think I'm like in all the right moves or anything, and high school football is the only thing in the world. But you can't, if you've quit before you even got on the bus and you know you're defeated, you're not the guy for the job. John's in Butler. Hi, John.
Hi, Colin. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm a longtime listener of KDK and of your program. But to be, with all due respect, you're talking about something you know nothing about. And the reason I say that is because I actually, and I'm very close to the Butler Area School District.
Well, I'm talking about Baldwin.
No, I understand, but listen to me where
yeah,
I'm going.
Yeah, and I know exactly about Butler. They got their doors kicked in, and they went and played an independent schedule.
That's right.
Right, but so how do I not know what I'm talking about?
There's safety issues.
And don't take a schedule.
No, the problem is...
See, this started with me not knowing what I was talking about. Then I proved you wrong. I know exactly about Butler because I talked about him last year.
Okay. All right.
And let me flip this around. Butler is also one of the biggest school districts in the WPIL, and I believe other than Hempfield, the biggest one in land area in the WPIL, John. So tell me more about what I don't know.
It could be well, all right. Maybe I start off on the wrong foot. But let me share with you this, is because the problem is that when this team is losing, as Butler had done, and they had like 10 losing seasons in a year in a row, the problem with it is what it actually lies with the WPIL. And so there's like a ratchet mechanism in the WPIL. Like, for example, if you're a 3A team and you're doing really, really well, you win the championship and you're doing super well and you do it several years in a row and you're doing great, they kick you up to 4A. And the problem is they do that to all the schools. But there's no ratchet mechanism to go back down.
Why should you if it's where your enrollment is?
Well, because it's a safety issue.
Then don't play football. I mean, what do you want from me?
Well, when the kids don't play football, then your team gets even worse.
Jesus, God. What do you want from me? It's a safety issue. Then don't get on the bus. But don't artificially manipulate it or ask somebody to artificially manipulate. I'm sorry if you think I'm rude. What a soft-ass guy that guy is. Don't come over and play. Just don't. It's a safety issue. Okay, then do what Shadyside did. And call Clareton and say we're not going to show up. If it's that big of a safety issue, but do not ask the opponent to come down to you. See, this is the problem with society. Goofballs like that guy in Butler, who might be a nice guy, but there's no endeavor in this world. Whenever you have a level playing field, what you do, it's high schools that are classified by size, that we should ask people overachieving to dumb down their performance and meet people who are underachieving. And I'll say this. Could you ever imagine doing this for a spelling bee? Hey, this kid can spell really well. Our kids aren't that smart. Make sure that kid spells some words wrong so our kids feel good about themselves. Try doing that in academia and see how far you get.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.